I had yelling at these kids so you wouldn't fall down in there.
No, and I know we couldn't complain, but I remember one day when you were working in there, you had a shoveling in there, I was down there with you and it was warm. But it was spring, wasn't it? So I don't think it wasn't real hot yet, but I remember when I was playing down there, it was cool, you know, it was real cool. And the mouse was running in there, do you remember that? Yeah, I thought you kissed it, you know, and it was trapped, you couldn't get up those tags and clear sides. So I ran after, but I caught it by hand.
Yep. your position of philosophy. One road being like this, and the other road being like that. And then the interior philosophy is just twice what you can do in philosophy.
Oh my God, so is the ground moving clockwise or counterclockwise?
I think the ground is counterclockwise, and the upper one is clockwise, if I remember right. I was pregnant, but I think that's pretty much. But anyhow, when this one hits Long Lake, it's still all by itself.
Water
spot, huh? And it was just beautiful, about 1,000 feet tall, snow white, with a white crown on the top. Like just a fantastic sight. And as soon as we got on the other side of the lake, here comes this thing. And just just exactly like a setback. And all of a sudden this thing lined up just another right up to a tight square foot.
Oh my God, so then did it keep on? Did you see it continue across Long Lake?
Yes, I thought I stayed across the lake and from right across past the next fire. And then you know, across the southeast end, there's a high bridge of hills there.
Yeah.
And then up against the bridge of hills, but there's then the cross current. The bottom down again is the one direction. And over the fire. Right.
Oh, before it was really going to any size.
Well, this is another thing I've seen happen twice. After this thing was pulled apart, then this other one, still is there, spinning. And the thing is probing around for its companion.
Oh my God.
It's sitting around there searching, it's searching, in every direction. The flops, and it keeps on elongating itself until the thing is a mile and a half long. And I got that just a beautiful movie, camera picture, and the damn thing is painted out of made it invisible.
Aww.
I've got that out of the time, I want to see it, and see all the pictures.
So they're black and white?
Color. Color? Well, that's one of my greatest disappointments, getting a tornado picture like that in a movie, and then what?
Yeah,
but the majesty of the force of nature, that's something that you can see in action. Beauty.
I remember the leaves in the cottonwood trees. I definitely love those cottonwood trees down outside the house down in the east. And you could always tell what the weather was going to be by the sound of the leaves. But it changed, the sound changed when there was a lot of humidity in the air or a little bit of humidity like barometers, you know. Yeah.
Oh, I used to like to lie in there right then and just lie there. There was a breeze coming along and the trees started to
rip. Yeah.
Well, you ever read the story of whispering, the house of whispering pines? So many of them, they don't know how to combine.
Yeah, I never could remember quotes to quote when I wanted them.
I think that was because we have the McCall girl for teacher. And then we have the Sunday where we beautiful, and awesome teacher. Alice McCall is the older one, stuffy person. And then Meg McCall from Bridges, the third. I never Bridges, I thought it was too old when she came in. Alice and the one there was my mother. She's tall. And she's tall. The mom is certain. I was there fine. The reason I did not the fine from what they said when they all had soft spots in the heart. So,
you know, Todd, that one verse that they had. Todd did the one about the words. Be careful of your words, my children.
Be careful of your words. My children could have lived a wonderful thing. Like to be especially. I'd like to meet you today.
Terrible
thing. Is that appropriate?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, leave it worthwhile. It's important. The reasons are meaningful, and it can be part of your life as well.
Yeah. I remember one you used to say that I always would like to and ask them. I'd rather be a have been than he might have been by far. But might have been, but never been, but has been, were, and are.
I'd rather be a husband, but might have been my father, but might have been, never been, but has been, was, and are. So, appropriate things.
Yeah.
A life to live by. That's what the little verse they give you the clue for a life to live by.
Yeah. He drew a circle that left me out. Heretic rebel with things false,
yep.
But love and I have to wish to win. You do the circle that you can win.
Yeah.
He drew a circle that left me out. Heretic rebel, a thing to false. But love and I have the wish to win. We drew a circle that took him in.
That's
no
mm-hmm.
I think that was Emily Dickinson, but I'm not sure. When we get over the street, don't we see
that?
A rooster here? That's a rooster here, just a farm rooster.
Great, but that's awesome. You can come right back, and I don't think you get it, you come off.
Well, one thing I should tell you about was when you were going to Mankato to steal that jacket and a little came up.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was sitting on the spring, just ready to say, sure.
Yeah.
How are you doing? You were a hippie daddy and you didn't even know it. Love children with nothing to your name but a motorcycle.
I can't think of no issues going on a life journey without a darn thing.
That's the mom said you had a team of horses in the fall and that was all.
Yeah. Can't make her let us up to the children. Well, it's strange, you know, that whole family. Talk is another pretty totally outstanding one. In the camp. You're such an outstanding camp. I get she and break it, and help on those electrons. Honestly, they were completely world dominant. He had the same outstanding in fact, no conventional dimension. The spirit that's coming out of electrodes, and she's taking the elderly, right?
Thank you. Yesterday my father died. Today is January 21st. He died about 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I've been sitting here all this morning playing these pieces, trying to think of something that I could say. It gets so lonesome without any family around. And I found this poem by Robert Frost, and I want to read that. When I see birches bend to left and right, across the lines of straight or darker trees, I like to think some voice is swinging them. The swinging doesn't bend them down to stay. Ice storms do that. Often you must have seen them loaded with ice a sunny winter morning after a rain. They click upon themselves as a breeze rises and turn many colors as a stir cracks and crazes their enamel. Soon the sun's warmth makes them shed crystal shells, shattering and avalanching in the snow crust. Such heaps of broken glass to sweep away, you'd think the inner dome of heaven had fallen. They are dragged through the withered bracken by the load, and they seem not to break. Though once they are bound so low for long, they never right themselves. You may see their trunks arching in the woods years afterwards, trailing their leaves on the ground like girls on hands and knees that throw their hair before them over their heads to dry in the sun. But I was going to say, when truth broke in with all their matter of fact about the ice storm, I prefer to have some voice in them as you went out and in with such an account. Some voice far from town to learn baseball, whose only play was what he found himself, summer or winter, and could play alone. One by one he subdued his father's trees by riding them down over and over again until he took the stiffness out of them, and not one but hung limp, not one was left for him to conquer. He learned all there was to learn about not launching off too soon and so not tearing the tree away clear to the ground. He always kept his poise to the top branches, climbing carefully with the same pains you use to fill a cup up to the brim and even above the brim. Then he flung outward feet first with a swish, picking his way down through the air to the ground. So was I, must myself be swinging on birches. And so I dream of going back to you. It's when I'm weary of consideration, and life is too much like a pathless wood where your face burns and tickles with the cobwebs broken across it, and one eye is weakened from a twist having lashed across it open. I'd like to get away from Earth a while and then come back to it and begin over. May no fate willfully misunderstand me and half grant what I wish and snatch me away not to return. Earth's the right place for love. I don't know where it's likely to go better. I like to go by climbing a birch tree and climb black branches of a snow-white trunk toward heaven till the tree could bear no more but dipped its top and set me down again. That would be good both going and coming back. Once you do work, and be a swinger of birches. I think Daddy would have liked that marinel. I don't know what else to say. Mama called yesterday afternoon. Last night, I guess. And then Mark Luke called after that. And everybody said, well, that's a good thing he died. And it really was in a bad way the last month. Mark Luke said they saw him on Sunday. He didn't know them. He hasn't known them for a long time now when he comes to see him. He's been in the Roma State Hospital for the last 2 months. And he kept losing weight. He couldn't eat. And he was... So then Mark would say he looked like a skeleton with skin shift over it and in a constant state of agitation. You know, he was like that ever since the accident. He couldn't get used to it. No, I thought I'd write it with each now, and I'm going to send along one of the drafts that I have, a rough draft of what I started writing.
big case. There's one that I couldn't copy. I don't have a tape recorder like that. That would keep the big machine. But I think that it'll fit good. It's pretty simple. But I don't have a copy of the big tape. I don't have a copy of the cassette. Other than that, I don't want to say. I listened to the tape on the other side. And if there are any questions you have about that, just write and see. When Daddy talks about cooking in there, that's my mother's brother, Peter Phil, Joe. And he was a man who, he worked for Lincoln Electric and his wealth, he won't do it. He paid off some mortgage on a farm, and that's what he said. He gave Mom the deed for Christmas next year. And after Daddy, that's when he said they wrote everything to cooking. Other than that, I don't know. I don't like to talk on the tape. I ain't good at it. I'd rather write a letter. So I'll just say goodbye and say hi to Billy and Mary for me to see them. It's all right, too.
Thank you. And all would have others do unto you, and then the basic thing of all the great teachers of morality since the dawn of time. Jesus was not the first to expound this golden rule. Confucius expounded it in a negative sense, quote, "Do not unto others if you will not have others do unto you." But this doesn't get things done. Jesus put us as a positive injunction upon all who believe in him. And therein lies the root of all the troubles that we're over. Failure of mankind to do unto others as they would have others to do unto them. But mankind is not fully to blame. The rigors of man's environment, the terrible agony of survival, the cause of man to seek security wherever it could be found, usually at the expense of their fellow men. The compassion we find among ourselves stems from the helplessness of our infants for so many years of their lives. We must learn to extend it to all of us throughout our years. And for this, we need vision. The vision the prophet spoke of when he said, "We must have it or perish."
Thank you. You can do it!